This is a free download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hi, and shall I go?
Go.
You're shut. Hi, and welcome to this week's Best Of podcast. My name's Ian Lee, and it is my show from whence the best parts done come. The show is produced by Catherine Boyle. And Catherine, I thought we might start this week's podcast by just finding out briefly how you got into radio. That's enough. We'll have more from Catherine's story over the coming weeks. Some of the best bits coming... Basically, we're stalling because Kelly's not here.
It's all right. You always start without me. Why is she so special? Obviously?
Well, she's really integral to the podcast. You're a bit of fluff. You're a fluffer. You fluff the ears of the podcast listener as they sit in their bus, in their car, on their train, in their beds, mourning the loss of their wives. Their wives aren't dead. They've just walked out of them because they listen to podcasts in bed.
Yeah.
I would say, what do you reckon the ratio is of man to woman listener? I would say 65% men.
Really? That low?
Oh, hey, girlfriend.
I reckon it's about 82% men.
Okay.
And 29.9% of those men love the sound of that little monkey just running out.
You would have just heard the tiny, tiny little pitter-patter footstep of not a mouse, Kelly Bett.
There is a special kind of man who loves the sound of Kelly Betts, and he's...
Well, Kelly's given me the script now, so we can dive straight in.
Well, I haven't got one, though.
No matter.
Shall I come and sit over there? Can I sit on your...
Get out of it.
Oh.
If you want an insight into my life, then vote yes now. If you vote no... If you voted no now, then, you need to cover your ears for 3 minutes and 15 seconds, starting from... Now, I went to see the god-awful SpongeBob SquarePants film yesterday. Mm-hmm. I hate SpongeBob. And we've only just recently discovered it in my house, and I'd always been told it was really clever and arch and funny. It's one of those cartoons that it's more for adults than kids. It's not. It's rubbish. It's about this flipping sponge that makes crab patties. I don't know what a patty is in this country. It's a burger. So we had to go and see this flipping film, right? And we went to a really grotty cinema where they'd run out of booster seats for kids to sit on. So my kid, we paid 30 quid, including for sweeties and stuff, and my kids can't see the screen because they've not got the booster seat. So I went out and I saw the manager. I said, can we get a couple of booster seats, screen six? I'm sorry, we've run out. Well, it's 11:30 on a Sunday morning. He said, we've run out. And I start getting a little bit, you know, and he stood there with his arms folded. He said, well, sir, with that attitude, I won't be getting you any. So do you know what I did then?
Kiss your teeth.
No, I got down on my knee. I went, oh, please, I'm begging you, please, get me some booster seats.
Wow.
Sarcastic. Didn't help. right in the middle of the cinema. Didn't help. And
at this point, what are your boys doing?
They're in the cinema on their own.
Oh, good.
And then he said, do you want to... He said he was the manager, and then it turned out he was the duty manager.
Oh,
and I went, oh, right, get me the real manager. And then he said, OK, and he got his walkie-talkie, and then I panicked. Yeah, I went, well, actually, my boys are in the cinema on their own, I'm going to go, and I legged it. Anyway, so I was in a bad mood, and then the fella in front of me, he then starts doing a text during the film. He's texting. And I'm getting angry, and I'm thinking, it's fine, man, just chill, the kids, just chill. And then he's texting, then he makes a phone call in the middle of the film, and he phones up talking to some woman, and I'm sitting there fuming. And then he gives the phone to the kid he's with, and the kid's going, mama, mama, mama. And I leant over and I tapped him. I said, oi, come on, mate, end that phone call immediately. He looked really surprised I was telling him off for making a phone call in the middle of a film.
There's even adverts to say,
don't make the phone calls in the film. Oh, I was annoyed, and we booked seats, and there was some family sitting in our seats. I said, oh, I think you've got our seats. And she said, oh, well, they told us we could sit anywhere we wanted. What's the point of me booking it online, then?
Yeah. What's the
Book
point?
That online.
So anyway, fun times at the cinema.
And it was a rubbish film. There was one bit that made me laugh, and I can't even remember what that was.
The best that the kids can see it. Then.
Oh, and then it's got who's the toothy man?
Alan Carr.
It's got Alan Carr in it, the tooth fairy. And then it's got the other fella I don't like who talks like that.
Matt Berry.
Matt Berry, and I talk like that. These two, Matt Berry was rude to me once. He wasn't rude to me. I was just out with him and some other people, and he didn't speak to me.
Rude.
Yeah. So I've got beef with him and Alan Carr. So all in all, a thoroughly unpleasant experience.
How was your weekend? Call me now, 08459 455555.
I do not recommend that movie or that experience. Innuendo, anyone? In your endo.
How rude.
So the thing is, if you're going to go dogging, you need wood. You've got to have wood,
coverage.
Justin. You have got to have wood and bush.
Yes.
You need a decent thatch.
You need wood, you need bush, you need decent thatch.
Some scrub.
Definitely. Well, definitely.
Sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Well, one farmer has got his chopper out.
Yeah, he did.
A farmer got so fed up with couples using a wood on his land as a dogging site. He's only gone and chopped it down, hasn't he?
Chopped down the
wood.
Get
a clearer view.
Mark Byers, 42, and his wife Claire, 35, were appalled at the randy antics. The rantics almost every day. The site near Corby Hill, Cumbria. Let me just write that down.
Be freezing.
Let me just put that in my sat nav.
Yes.
Became so popular, it was even mentioned on dogging websites.
Yeah.
The council put up locked gates, but that did not stop it. With some even knocking on the couple's door, wanting them opened. The gates, I'm assuming. Finally, Mark had all 60 trees felled. He said, what's a Cumbrian accent?
Like proper northern.
Yeah, proper northern. It's a shame, but we didn't want our children to be exposed to this type of behaviour. We can't take the girls up there as we're afraid of what they'll see. Winkles and woo-woos. The couple have two daughters, aged 3 and 18 months. Claire said, this isn't funny. This is not funny. I was walking with the pram past the picnic area and two men jumped out of woods.
Maybe they've been for a ramble.
Hey, so there we go. That's disappointing. So that's one place off the list of my bucket list.
No, there's loads, and especially
bucket being
here.
The operative word. Here's how we make on-air decisions. Oh, I think there are two scripts here.
Oh, how convenient that you didn't notice that.
I don't know if there are or not.
No.
Yeah, there we go. Oh. There you go. You can have those.
Thanks. I can read along.
Here's how we make on-air decisions.
Yeah.
Hey, do what you want, Delia.
Listen, you're the boss. Come on, you call this one. Come on, it's Controversial Monday. What would you like?
No, I don't.
It's up to you. Come on.
OK.
I'm a waiter in a restaurant. I'm saying to you, dear Ian Lee, I've got my pen and paper in my hand. What would you like, sir? What would you like to order?
OK.
Order a box.
Should we ban the Bible and the Quran?
Wow. You want to go with that?
No, I'm just teasing and winding Kath up.
OK.
Catherine, I've got no idea today. I'm a little bit lost in the woods that have been chopped down by this arrogant farmer.
Arrogant farmer.
Arrogant, a pleasure-killing farmer.
How dare you do that to people? Going out, getting their enjoyment.
And imagine if they're
along
in there while he's chopping it down. That'd be awful,
very
wouldn't it?
In the earth move.
Yeah. Kath. Weeing in the street? I think it's disgusting.
That must be me.
You say that because I think weeing in the street is
acceptable.
You're
all for it, aren't you?
Yeah, so you do that one.
Weeing in the street? I think it's disgusting. I can't believe you said that. Did you say that?
No, here's you saying that, but longer.
I don't think it's me.
We need to have some... Kelly...
Oh, I think you were talking about girls weeing. You've got a double standard, haven't you, when it comes to wee-wee?
Oh, yeah, OK. Anyway, have a listen. Let's, answers on the back of a sealed-down envelope.
Louts caught weeing in the street can choose to clean up other people's pee to avoid prosecution. They can opt to spend several hours scrubbing town alleys instead of a £400 fine and facing a court case.
Town alley used to be my nickname at school.
Seven male offenders have joined the pioneering scheme since its launch in Eastleigh, Hampshire in December.
Hang on a minute, you can go to prison for doing a wee?
No, you can go to court and be fined £400.
Oh.
Or you can scrub the alley down and think about what you've done.
Scrub this,
Guess
Your Honour.
Guess what? Women would rather just pay.
And those that say, women don't go in the street, yes, they do. Drop and squat. I've seen them do it.
Yeah,
it's one of the most... Honestly, if anything were to turn me off women... It's watching a drunk woman doing a pee in an alleyway or a car park.
In a bush?
At 1:30 in the morning.
Disgusting.
It honestly, it is flipping horrible. It makes me wish, makes me beg to be gay, because I just don't want to go anywhere near someone that could do that.
But men do it. So you've
no, we don't do the drop and squat. We don't hoik up our skirts, pull down our knickers, and then squat in a car park and go, don't look! Don't look! Oh, don't look! We don't do that. That is disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Yes, my mouth has not been anywhere near a car park.
No, I know, but I didn't want to talk about the other bit.
No, I don't.
Scott has tweeted, I weed on the street this morning. I didn't want to go at home in case I woke the baby.
Why is the baby sleeping in the toilet?
Tim says, I spent my young, drunken years in Eastleigh and frequented many of its alleyways. I'd take the 400 quid. Yeah. Where have you been for a wee? 08459 455 555.
Duke of Edinburgh's award, someone's back garden.
Sorry? I don't think... What, is that a bronze? What?
Yeah, no, silver. We were staying in a farmer's field. It was kind of his back garden.
Well, a field isn't the same as a back garden,
it was
mate.
His back garden, and I went in his hedge, but I didn't think on, because it was one of these sort of... they were quite close trees.
Oh, yeah.
And I got bounced back.
Oh,
I had to streak back to the tent.
I weed on my boy's arm yesterday.
What?
We were having a wee-wee race. It's the only way you can get them to do it sometimes, after seeing this god-awful SpongeBob, and it splashed on his arm. Kelly wrote this. Kelly produces this. Kelly's not here.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you do the next bit in Kelly's voice, please?
Haunted slippers was the theme of Monday show.
You actually can do it in Kelly's voice.
Well, I spend a lot of time with her.
Okay, go on then. Go on.
Haunted slippers was the theme for Monday's show. Here's why. It comes complete with Ev.
Oh, do you know what, boss? I'm a little bit scared this morning, I'll be honest with you.
What, why? Did you get a proposition by a prostitute again?
No, not this time. Something okay. Far scarier than that.
Wowzers.
Evidence which... I'm still puzzled by, to be quite frank with you.
Yeah. Well, Catherine's going to remind us of this terrifying story.
Yeah.
Okay. A spooked husband claims he put his foot in it when he let a clairvoyant contact his dead wife, who then told him, "You're wearing my slippers. Take them off now." Ted Wiseman, 79, believes he's being scolded.
Ted, not so Wiseman. Ted Bumman.
Believes he's been scolded from beyond the grave by Yvonne, who died last May at the age of 64 after suffering a stroke.
Scolded or scolded?
Scolded.
What, burnt?
No, scolded.
Thank you.
Not scalded.
You said scolded.
No, scolded.
You're saying scolded
now.
No,
because I don't say scold like you do.
Don't say
so
what?
Scold. Scold, like old, and scald are different.
So did he get burnt or told off?
Told off.
So he got scolded.
He got scolded.
Again, you're like those people that say bald.
No, I'm not.
When you mean
no,
bald.
No, because the way I speak makes it clearer. Bald and bold.
So is this fella bald or bold? Was he brave or hairless?
He is neither.
Okay.
He's been told off.
Really taking this off.
He's been scolded.
Told off for being burnt? Really? That's outrageous. I mean, was it an accident? Or was it deliberate? We just don't know.
There's no hot water involved in this at all, apart from the hot water you're about to be in.
Okay.
Because you're mocking the supernatural,
okay.
And as Justin will tell you, it's not to be messed with.
He got told off by a ghost for wearing burning slippers.
And she told him off for sniffing and for flicking his fingers.
What's he... Why would you... Is he sniffing his fingers and then flicking them to try and get the scent off them? What is this unholy scent this woman is raining down on her husband? Who's all, let's be honest, he's having a tough time.
Yeah.
He's been burned by boiling water. Justin, you've taken this to the streets, mate.
Yeah, I have.
I've got no idea why, but...
Well, terrifying evidence, and every single time you send me out on these stories, I come back with the goods, and still, you are yet to believe.
Yes,
you are scared to believe. I don't know why. You are.
He wants to believe, but he can't believe.
So
the truth is out there, Justin.
No, the truth is out there.
You just haven't found it yet.
You're about to hear some truths here, because two people's stories coming up here. Items. So we're talking about items.
Haunted items.
Haunted items.
By the way, there's the phone in. What item is haunted in your life. Okay. 08459455555. Thank you.
You've got to tell me this. You've got to say to me that you're ready. Are you ready for the evidence about haunted items? Are you ready? Come on.
When you say evidence, do you mean a drug addict and a lunatic that you've approached in the street?
No.
No?
I mean normal people.
Wow.
Average people like you and me.
Well I'm not average, mate.
Yeah, okay.
I'm ready for the evidence.
Hit play. Now, Sarah, it doesn't involve slippers, but this involves a Liverpool kit, which your father bought for you. Tell us what happened to this kit, sir.
Well, I've got it hanging on my wall, and basically it started to move by itself. And I said to my wife, I said, did you just see that? And she said, saw what? And I said, my Liverpool kit's just moving by itself.
And when was this, sir?
About 2-3 weeks ago.
And, sorry to get personal, but when did your father pass away?
Over 10 years ago.
OK, so has anything else happened to you? What else has happened?
I've seen a couple of things moving about in my place.
Again, was that your dad who gave you those items or other people?
Other people. It's like good mates, a good friend of mine.
So what did he give you?
It's like books and things like that.
So books have started moving on shelves, randomly?
Yeah.
You're not winding me up?
No, seriously. 100% seriously.
It must be quite scary. I mean, people may be laughing at this, but you've seen this. It must be quite scary.
It is very scary.
OK. Let's leave it there. Thanks very much.
OK, thank you.
Really appreciate your time, so have a good day.
OK, thank you. Bye-bye.
Madam, this is incredible. So you had a picture of a man that you dearly cared about. It was after his death you put that picture up on the mantelpiece. And you're honestly telling me right now that picture has just vanished.
I can't find it, so who knows?
So it just one day completely disappeared?
I can't find it.
That is extraordinary. That's creepy, isn't it?
And I felt, what do you call it? I don't know what you call it. When something, touches you or something, yeah. I have felt that.
So the picture's gone missing, and he was touching you as well?
Not touching me. I suppose spirit? I don't know. You know?
Well, thanks for being honest on the streets this morning. Appreciate it. Take care.
That's all right. Yeah. Thank you.
Justin, sorry about that, mate. I think we played the wrong audio. You said you had some normal people talking.
Yes, normal people with
normal
stories.
Where is that? I can't see that.
Those two people there, what more do you want? Seriously, every single time I come back with the goods for you, you explain that. Somebody who he really cared about, his father bought him the Liverpool kit. It started randomly moving. That's a haunted item.
Okay.
His other friends who gave him books, those people passed on. They weren't moving before.
Kit's just moving by itself.
So what happened, sir?
I said, my Liverpool kit's just moving by itself.
What did you say?
I said, my Liverpool kit's just moving by itself.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, my Liverpool kit's just moving by itself.
Wow.
You make me sick.
Okay. And then that woman got, she got the willies. Literally, it sounds like.
Yes, she did. Again, a very good friend of hers. The picture of the man, it was his picture. She got that. She put it on the mantelpiece. One day, she went into the living room. It's disappeared. She can't find it. You explain that. Come on, explain that to me.
Sorry, sir, what did you say?
I said, my Liverpool kit's just moving by itself.
Okay, well, that, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
There we go.
You're so cruel.
Ian,
you're so cruel.
Ian has tweeted, and Ian has got to be. Ian Girvan, I've no idea who this gentleman is, but when he's on form, he's on form. Mm. I always get scared when the wind blows my clothes around. He must poo himself hanging the washing out.
I said, my Liverpool kit's just moving by itself.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
There we go.
Do the next one. This is brilliant.
During the show, we have travel news to keep you guys moving. Yeah.
Ooh.
This week...
In your bum.
She does that a lot.
Yeah.
She does this.
This week, Kath made a producer decision to interrupt the travel bulletin. Here's why... Oh, it's going a bit Sharon Osbourne, isn't it?
Can you do Sharon Osbourne?
Well, yeah, because it's a bit more like that.
Go on then, do it.
Oh, come on, darling. You know you've got no talent for this.
Let me do Ozzy Osbourne.
Sharon, I'm locked in the toilet.
Oh, not again, Ozzy.
Hey, we could do... I can see a future for us.
It's like Mike Yarwood and...
Ronnie Ancona.
Oh. There are no major problems showing up at the moment. Samantha Breath, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Hey, Sammy, have a listen. Catherine's got some travel news for you. Catherine?
Two small dogs walking down the A1 southbound between Sandy and Biggleswade.
One says to the other...
No.
Do you come here often? The other says, lead it out.
I'm feeling rough.
Pause.
Is this true?
This is true. Two small dogs walking down the A1 southbound between Sandy and Biggleswade. We don't know where they're going.
One says...
Oh, we'll try and find out.
Hang on a minute. One says two small dogs. What road is it?
A1 southbound.
Two small dogs walking down the A1 southbound. One says to the other, lead it out. The other one says, pause. And then the other one says, oh, sit.
Woof.
I don't get the joke, Catherine.
I didn't do a joke.
Do it again.
Anyone who didn't speak.
Do it again. Sammy and I are confused.
Two small dogs walking down the A1 southbound.
One says, lead it out. The other one says, pause. I don't get it. Do you get it, Sammy?
Well, who's telling the joke? Is this
a joke? It's Tony from Bedford.
You realise it's not a joke now, Catherine, which is embarrassing. Just tell us it one more time. Let's see if we get this.
Two small dogs walking down the A1 southbound between Sandy and Biggleswade.
One says to the other one, lead it out, and the other one says, pause. I'm really... Sammy, any...
It's all right joke.
It's all right joke. I just don't know why she interrupted. We're late for the news because of that joke, Catherine.
Thanks, Tony.
I think you owe Sammy an apology.
I'm going to look for these dogs on the cameras.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Let's find them.
You're welcome.
Lead it out, pause.
Thank you, Catherine.
You owe Lee... Thank you, Sammy. You owe Lee Agnew an apology. Because we're late.
You're still doing it.
And you owe me an apology.
And can I do it through the medium of interpretive dance?
Well, you owe me two apologies now. And you owe Kelly an apology.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, you're all going to be waiting a long time.
Unbelievable. Across beds, hearts and bugs.
Samantha Bruff, BBC Three Counties.
Hang on a minute, Sammy. Hang on a second. We've had a lot of fun with this story about the dogs. And Catherine wants to add something to it. Catherine, what did you want to say?
You start it.
Good, right, okay.
Two dogs walking down the A1 southbound.
One says, lead it out. The other says, pause.
What's the matter? Oh, just feeling rough. You like it?
Eight 46. It's Monday, the 30th of March. I'm Ian Lee. These are your headlines on BBC Three Counties Radio. I have a cat called Velvet. Here's a man called David. He's not a cat, as I said. He's a man. Weren't you listening? But he is naming his cats. Tell me, how many cats you got, David? Five?
More than 20.
Sorry?
More than 20.
What does your wife think about this?
Oh, I haven't had a wife for many years.
Okay. You say more than 20. Do you not know how many you've got?
No, people ask me, and my answer is always the same. If you were calling in your kids from for dinner, would you say come in one, two, and three?
No.
I said, no, their names given with love.
But I'd know how many... I know how many kids I've got. I've got two.
Yes, well, that's easy, isn't it? I stopped counting, got past about 12.
Wow. Have they all got names?
Everyone. I'm smoking my little Frankie right now.
You're doing what? You're still what?
I'm stroking, sorry. Maybe you will smoke it if I stroke him a bit harder.
What? You're stroking your little Frankie, are you?
Yes.
I haven't stroked a little Frankie for a long, long time. Let's go through the names then, David. So there's Frankie, which you're stroking.
Yes.
Who else you got?
I got Stanley Dimitri.
They got surnames. Stanley Dimitri.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And his brother, Yolandi Oliver.
Yolandi Oliver. Yep, okay. Yeah.
So there's Stan and Ollie, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah, the first name of one is Stan and the second name of the other is Ollie. Just like Laurel and Hardy.
Yes, yes.
That's three.
Yeah, then there is Dandy.
Dandy?
She's a short-haired girl.
Yep.
And Bambino, her brother.
Oh, Bambi and Bambino, yep.
No, Dandy.
Yes.
Yeah, with D, Dandy.
Dandy?
Yeah, and Bambino.
Dandy and Bambino.
Bambino can be Bambi or Bino.
Okay.
Dandy and
Bambino. What about... okay, right, okay, next.
Two well-known comics, Dandy and Bino.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're slightly bonkers, aren't you?
I hope so.
Okay. What else you got? hey! Whoa. What else you got, David? Do you get much human contact? What else have you got?
a certain amount, yes.
Okay, go on.
My eldest is called Rainbow.
Rainbow? That's very nice, isn't it? Yes.
Well, that's because he's no tortoiseshell.
Yep, got no idea why I'm writing this down. This list is going nowhere.
Every colour a cat can be.
Well, every colour?
Every colour
Ginger.
A cat can be. Everyone.
Black?
Yes.
White?
Yes.
Those are the three colours.
Oh, don't forget that you've got greys and all the rest of it.
The rest of the show is going to be a man called David listing the names of his cats.
Well, if she's every colour,
yeah,
every colour has to be a rainbow.
I feel like playing Melting Pot by Blue Mink again, but I won't. But do you know what I mean? Anyway, what's next? Take a little white man.
She's married to...
She's what, sorry?
She's married.
Sorry, this isn't the best line, David. For a second, I thought you said that she was married.
Yes.
Okay, yep.
She's not interested in any other boy than Sergeant.
Then what?
She's not interested in any other boy than Sergeant.
Sergeant? Oh, kinky. Okay, yes.
Well, if you imagine a white cat...
Okay.
...and you pour ginger over his head, down his back and up his tail...
Yeah, that's cruel.
But on one front leg, he's got a little patch of grey tabby...
Honestly, you don't need to go into this much description, because we do finish at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Who married them? Did they? I mean, did you actually perform a wedding ceremony?
No. I call them husband and wife because they absolutely adore one another. They're unlike cats are normally, where the boy does what he wants to do, and then mummy has to bring up the babies.
Yeah,
they are totally attached.
Please tell me you've had all their how can I put this? Their balls chopped off?
Nearly all. One or two are literally not interested.
Oh, okay.
So the operation isn't necessary.
No, okay. So we've got Frankie, Stanley Dimitri, Yolandi Oliver, Dandy Bambino, and then, of course, the husband and wife pairing of Rainbow and Sergeant. Who's next on the list?
I've got the oldest of all here.
Yeah?
Who I ended up with because my friend over the road sadly passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And she's, if you imagine, she starts off black.
You're describing...
She's peppered with ginger.
Yeah, okay, just the name.
Bagpuss.
Hey! And then what's she named after?
Obviously the show Bagpuss that used to be. There was that rhyme at the beginning of Bagpuss.
Don't remember that.
Dear oh dear. It was more of a sort of a puppeteering type show.
I don't know.
But somebody there will be able to tell you about it anyway.
All right. Well, listen, David, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We've got 8 of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest we leave that for today.
Uh-huh.
But are you around tomorrow to give us some more of the cats?
Yes, because I can tell you how to teach a cat its name and how many words they can make them understand.
Whoa, hang on a second. Brian, Ricky...
Hello.
I'm really sorry, guys. David has totally trumped you. I know you've got good points. Could I speak to you in about 5 minutes? Would that be okay, Brian and Ricky?
Yeah. Yes, no problem.
Brilliant. You're more than welcome to stay on the line or we can call you back, but I just... Sorry, David, you taught the cat words.
Yes, of course. Cats understand words.
They don't, mate. They're cats.
Any cat can understand 2 dozen words, and the particularly bright ones can understand 4 times that.
Okay, so let's who's your brightest cat?
Sorry?
Who's your brightest cat?
Bob.
Who?
Bob. Yeah.
Okay. And
firstly, sorry, carry on.
No, I will. And what can Bob, what words does Bob understand?
He is my brightest, and he'll understand most things that I say. All sorts of things. I mean...
Does he understand my soul is dying? I'm so lonely. Does he understand those phrases, David, I imagine?
Oh, dear.
Maybe he hears those
honestly,
a lot.
They are wonderful. They've got every emotion you
but
can
what does he?
Imagine.
What does Bob understand? And you're taking this in good sport, David, because I am a cat person. Well, I get it. But
right.
Bob, what do you say to Bob? And can you say, Bob, could you go and turn on ITV? I want to watch Jeremy Kyle.
Very simply, if I've got all my cats asleep onto tea, which belongs to them...
Yeah, of course it does.
OK.
I bet it's...
It totally belongs to them. They sleep under and over and all around each other, and they're very, very happy.
Yeah.
Mm. If I call one of their names, that is the only one that lifts his head and looks at me.
Right, but that's not specific to Bob Bob, is it? What does... Come on, David. You said Bob Bob understands instructions. What does he do?
They understand no. But they also understand yes.
But what can Bob Bob do that the others can't do?
It's difficult, really. You'd have to see them and be with them to fully understand.
Whereabouts do you live, David?
Just outside Hitchin.
Okay. Can one of us come round one day and have a look at your cats? I take that as a no.
And I think it might be possible, yeah.
All right, I tell you what, David, I'm going to pass you back to Kelly Betts. Yeah. We'll take your details, and one of us will pop round at some point. Maybe Catherine. I think Catherine might like... Catherine, you like animals, don't you? Okay.
I'll start again. Was it your programme on Friday that I sung on twice?
Yes! That was us, and that was you.
I'm a peculiar chap.
We'd noticed...
I am high-achieving Asperger's.
Aha! That explains a lot, David. Listen, speak to Kelly Betts. I'll just stay on the line, and Catherine will come round at some point, and we'll...
Well, I need to check my diary, but someone will come round.
Either Catherine...
Or
will,
Justin.
Probably Catherine will come round.
Lockers.
No, I think Catherine...
No.
I think Catherine will come round, David, and have a chat with you and have a look at your cats, because I think that's brilliant what you do. Thank you, David. I appreciate that. So that's Frankie. That's David Those stroking his little Frankie. Stanley Dimitri, Yolandi Oliver, Dandy, Bambino, Rainbow, Sergeant Bagpuss and Bob Bob. Hear more of David's cat names later.
In the
meantime... How do you do, Kelly?
In the meantime...
In the meantime, he's us talking a load of old toilet.
She's a bit more common than us, though, isn't she?
Filth. So it turns out Paul McCartney finished... A lot of his... it's in the Mirror, page 15, which I think you've got there.
Yeah,
OK. Finished a lot of his hit songs, and hit is the key word there.
Yeah, in the toilet. Beatles of Paul McCartney finished some of his hit songs by going to the toilet for solitude. Well, how many kids did he have? 3, 4?
All you need is lav. They've not done the thing there where they've done his top 10 Paul McCartney and Beatles songs
with
about the toilets.
From Me to Lou.
There we go.
Yeah.
Spend a Penny Lane. Oh, that's a good one. Spend a Penny Lane.
What are you doing? I've missed it.
We're making Paul McCartney songs into toilet trees.
Oh, OK.
Spend a Penny Lane.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Paper back writer.
Toilet paper back writer is what you've got to do there.
Yeah,
You've got to do the thing there.
OK. Paper back wiper.
Paper backside wiper. There we go. Thank you.
You see, that's better.
This is a fun game, isn't it?
The Bog Chorus.
Okay, that's good. That's good. It's okay. Live and Let Poo.
No.
That's a good one.
No.
Live and Let Poo. The fireworks go off.
Let It Wee.
Yay! She's got it. She's got it. She's got it. We're all thinking.
Hey Poo.
There we go. She's got it. She's got it.
That one that he's done recently. When we were poo. But let's not talk about poo again, because we'll get more complaints from people who say we only ever talk.
Do you know
about
what? Screw those losers. I don't care anymore.
I've got one, but it's too. It's.
Okay, would you say listen, say it in my ear? Say it in my. Oh, you can't say that. It was a great pun on A Hard Day's Night. help. Brackets, I'm stuck in the toilet and I can't get out.
Yeah.
Close brackets.
Yeah.
Guys, I got it. Let me think of another one. Pooster day?
No.
Weaster day?
No.
You're in gonna lose that girl? I mean, technically it's not, but thanks for saying it, Kelly.
P.S. I love you.
Yay! Yay! The P stands for...
P.
And the S stands for...
S.
Yay! this is a really fun game.
Obla wee, obla da.
Yes! Obla da!
Obla da.
It's a double one. Oh, this is such good
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it really is.
Strawberry Fields, Pooever. No. Oh,
well,
yeah,
I mean you could why do. Not? You've done the rest.
Might as well have that one. by the way, if you want to play 81333, start your text 3CR or PCR. 3CR, actually, otherwise it won't get to us. Maybe I'm amazed at what I've just left in the bowl. Guys, anything? Anything, guys? Go, what?
Eleanor Rigby.
There we go. She's got it. Bang in the liver! I mean, where do we stand on Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Farts Club Band? Oh, Is that...
As far away as possible.
Okay. How can I phrase this? I got stoned with my mum once. Because she's got MS. And, marijuana is supposed to be good for MS, and I kind of said to my mum, look, I work in television, I could probably find someone if you'd like to try some. She's like, well, yeah, okay then, why not? So I got some what did they call it, grass, weed, and she didn't smoke it. We had it in a cup of tea, and I said, look, I'll have it with you, you know, and we'll see what happens. And we had it in a cup of tea, and like an hour later, she's going, this is really having no effect on me. And I had to point out that she had been peeing herself, laughing, watching Countdown, and telling me stories about what a dodgepot my granddad was for the last hour. So I said, Mum, I think you're a little bit stoned, man.
Countdown is pretty funny, mind.
This was classic Whiteley era as well. Oh. She was loving the Countdown. I mean, she was literally in hysterics watching Countdown, going, I don't think this is having any effect on me at all. Don't get stoned with your mum, kids. It's weird.
But obviously, it's not something she pursued for the management.
She didn't like it. The thing for her MS was she. It's kind of supposed to ease the pain, and she doesn't get. She's lucky. She doesn't get much pain with it. She's got loads of other symptoms, but she doesn't get much pain. So she then went on a trial of cannabis at Reading Hospital, like proper legitimate medicinal trial of the stuff.
And how did that work with you all sitting around on beanbags and lava lamps? Or was it tablets?
This is the thing where I had to, because she can't write anymore, and I had to fill in the questionnaires for her. And this is the one where I had to say, I said, right, Mum, we've got a question coming up that I'm going to ask this question, these questions, and then we're never going to speak of this again. When was the last time you had sex? When was the last time you debated? When was the last time you had an orgasm?
Oh,
hey!
Wow. What's that?
Whoa.
What's that got to do with ganja?
Whoa! It's to find out. It's to find out
whether
about pleasure
works.
And stimulation of your mum's duty. Wow! This is the calm, soothing voice of our political reporter, Paul. Oh, hang on.
Can you do scoins?
I don't like to do scoins. I get. Oh, hang on a minute. I can do this.
I know you do indoor scoins.
This. Hang on a minute. What is going on here?
That is Dick Van Dyke as the banker, isn't it, from Mary Poppins?
Hang on a minute.
Tuppence!
What is going on here then today? Betty, that's Frank Spencer now as an old man doing a whoopsie.
Okay, and scene. This is the calm, soothing voice of our political reporter, Paul Scoynes, reciting poetry.
I'm going to blow the lot tomorrow on all my family. We'll catch the coast at 8. So don't be late. We're off to the sea. Hurry up, will you, Grandad? Come on, we're going down to Margate. And don't forget your buckets and spades, cozzies and all. Down to Margate. We'll have a pit of jellied eels at the cockle stall. Down to Margate. We'll go to the pier and we'll have a beer aside of the sea. You can keep the Costa Brava. I'm telling you, mate, I'd rather have a day down Margate with all my family.
And do you know what? I felt like I was there. In the a tiny recording booth on the first floor that Scoynes would have recorded that in. But this is how he sounds during the election period. Really boring. I'm already bored of the GE. That's the general election to you guys.
The suspicion is, with so many people involved, how on earth are you going to be able to, you know, dig each person out individually? Because they're going to be just giving their party political broadcasts if we're not careful. Anyway, someone will watch it.
Somewhere I'll watch it.
Paul Scoynes. He'll be loving it.
Well, he'll be sat there with his... he's sitting in his pants, watching it, getting all...
political.
You know, all political. His wife... Paul, you coming out to bed? I'll be up in a minute. I'm watching it. Shut up. I'm watching this. It's my time. It's my time now, girl. It's my time. You go to bed. I'll be up in a bit. Plaid Cymru. Are they on it?
Plaid Cymru. Don't know.
Plaid Cymru.
I think they are.
Farage. I've got to say them all now, haven't I? The lady from the Grange.
Scottish nationalists.
Edmilly Band. Oh. Scoynes, you coming upstairs to bed? Otherwise, I'm going to fall asleep. You won't get that. Shut up, girl. I'm watching the political debates.
And then when he's gone upstairs, how does it sound?
All right, girl, move over. Move over, girl. Yeah, wake up. There you go, girl. Have that. Oh, your bum's cold. Scoynes, I told you I am asleep. The factory is closed until next Easter holiday. All right, girl. Cold bum.
Do you think that she calls him by his surname?
Of course she does. Hang on, he's got a first name? Who tapes over my leader's political debate? I was going to watch that tonight with the fellas. I was going to bring the boys round. Me and Peston were going to get a few cans open and watch that. Who's taped over that? Someone's taped over it.
Have you done soldier over the top?
Who's done Pauline, who's done soldier over the top of my political debate with all the leaders? I was going to watch that in my pants with Peston. You know I wanted to watch that. It's the one where they leave.
It's like you're there. Have you been there?
A woman passenger yesterday admitted attacking a jet's cabin crew out of order.
Wow.
With her false leg.
Oh.
Almost in order.
Inventive.
Anne Bova.
No.
Anne Bova, 49, had drunk 4 or 5 tequilas at the airport before boarding last
year. She was literally
legless. No, seriously. On a serious note, Bova of Edinburgh admitted assault and being drunk on an aircraft before Crawley magistrates. She'll be sentenced at Lewes Crown Court next month.
She was literally, though.
No, seriously, when she gets sentenced, she won't have a leg to stand on.
Oh,
hey, hey, hey! You can do the next one if you want.
Hey, David called back in to tell us some more cat names.
Now, let's go through the cats we've got so far. We know that you like to stroke your little Frankie. Have you got... Yes. Is little Frankie out now, or is he asleep?
He's on the windowsill at the moment.
Gosh. And the neighbours don't mind looking at your little Frankie?
No, I've got a wonderful neighbour who comes from Wales.
Turns a blind eye.
Oh, better than that. She's a wonderful person.
Does she stroke your little Frankie?
She did stroke Peggy Sue.
Is that another one to add to the list?
Oh, yeah.
OK, so the list we've got so far... Little Frankie, Stanley Dimitri, Yolandi Oliver, Dandy, Bambino, Rainbow, Sergeant, Bagpuss, Bob, and now Peggy Sue. And you're going to give us a few more of your cats today. Not literally, David, we don't want them here. But I'd like to know the names. Who's your least favourite cat, David? Which is the one that if you had to get rid of, you would quite easily.
Now, I've got a regular visit monthly from an RSPCA lady who keeps an eye on me.
Oh.
She's tried this.
Yeah.
And I've said, look, I'm sorry, you might as well tell King David to cut the baby in half. How do I choose?
Okay. I'm going to cut all of your cats in half, David. Which one do you want me to cut in half first?
No such thing.
What?
They're all special. They're all personalities.
All right, OK, here's the question, David. Your house is on fire. It's not. Don't panic. Your house is on fire. You're stood outside. You're there with your lovely neighbour who strokes your little Frankie from time to time. You haven't got time for that now. You're in a panic. You've only got time to rush in and save one cat, David. No ifs, no buts, no maybes. If you stop to think about it, they're all going to perish. You can only save one cat, David. Which cat's it going to be?
My cats are so good, I can carry 4 in one go.
All right,
I'll pick up the first 4 I got to.
And you'd let the other 16 die? Okay.
No,
I'm teasing.
I'd get burnt in the attempt.
Do you know what? I would get burnt trying to rescue my little Velvet from the house as well.
Yeah.
And people who haven't got cats don't understand that I would totally get burnt getting my little Velvet out. And you would get stung getting your little Frankie out. So, you know, both of us could end up in jail together. Okay, who's next on the list after Peggy Sue, David?
Let's see, we've got Rover.
That's a dog's name, mate!
Yes, well, we had a rover who lasted for 16 years. He's named in honour of Rover.
Yeah, OK, so Rover 1 and Rover 2.
Yeah, he's got a son called Revo.
Revo?
Well, it's almost Rover back to front.
That would be Revor. He was taking...
No. Revo is nicer.
Yeah, it is nice, actually. I like that. Revo. Revo, unarmed and dangerous. I think that was a film. I think that was a film in the 80s. Oh, it was Remo. Give us one more, David.
Oh,
Who can you see right in front of you now?
Oh, that's Rob Roy.
Rob Roy?
Yes.
I said, there we go. It's a new one. Look at that. But listen, David, brilliant. I tell you what, David, we've got to go to the travel. Can we give you a call? Are you doing anything tomorrow? Good Friday?
I've got to go along to a meeting later in the day.
On Good Friday?
Easter meeting.
OK, fair play. Well, maybe we could call you on... Because tomorrow's show, it's the Kath and Ian show.
Yeah.
So Kath's in charge. Kath's presenting. I'm her co-host.
Right, yeah.
So would you like Kath... Maybe we could call you up on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, what time?
About 20 past eight, maybe.
Oh, that'll be fine, because I don't have to go out until about 12.
Oh, beautiful. We'll do that then, David.
Yeah?
Thank you, mate. Speak to you tomorrow.
And you too. Thank you very much.
Ta-ta. What a nice fellow. Isn't he nice? And he's right. I would, if I had to get my velvet out in a hurry, I would probably get burnt.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Same if he had to grab his little Frankie. Yeah. And pull it off.
You guys go easy. Let's hope
the window
that never
ledge.
Happens.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. This podcast only contains equipment, extracts. From Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday was Good Friday. Not good for Jesus.
Or the listener.
In which case, no one's really in. It's just the Kath and Ian show, which I would recommend you listen to on BBC iPlayer. We haven't done it yet.
No, but it's going to be A, great, B, mediocre, or C, poor.
C! and then the same Monday. That's it. That's your lot. Enjoy the podcast. If you liked it and you want to send me money... I'm up for that.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this free download from BBC Three Counties Radio, your local radio station for Beds, Hearts and Bucks on FM, AM, digital radio and online at bbc.co.uk/three counties.
I think that was better without Kelly.
Yeah, I know. Turns out we don't need her at all.
If anything, she slows it down.
Tell you what I did miss about the lack of Kelly, though.
Yep.
Didn't get humped.
We only got two coughs today from Kelly. Not that I'm keeping count.
No.
But I'm actually keeping count. We only got two coughs from her during the show this morning, and if I'm honest, that is not good enough.
Should we go and have another?
Yeah, shall we?
Should we tell her about it?
No
she's busy.
No way. She sucks.